The Fog, written by James Herbert and read by Sean Barrett.
Morning, Jesse. The postman was leaning his bike up outside the door.
Hello, Tom. Something for me?
Here, mail. Expect it's from your boy, he replied, entering the shop. It's going to be another lovely day today. Beautiful, clear sky out.
He handed her the blue and red envelope, noticing the shadow of sadness that seemed to pass over her face.
Been in the army nearly a year now, hasn't he?
She nodded, studying the stamps on the envelope.
Ah, well, Jesse, it was only to be expected. Young boy like that couldn't stay cooped up in a village like this all his life, could he? Needed to see places, did Andy. Always liked to get about, always up to some mischief. Having the time of his life now, I reckon.
She nodded again, sighing as she began to open the envelope.
Yes, I suppose you're right, but I do miss him. He was a good boy.
The postman shook his head once, then shrugged his shoulders. Well, see you tomorrow, Jesse. Must be off.
Yes, bye, Tom.
She unfolded the thin blue writing paper and began to read the letter, a smile spreading across her face as Andy's natural boisterousness shone through the written words. Suddenly she felt giddy and lurched against the counter. She put her hand to her forehead, alarmed at the strange stomach-rising feeling. Then she heard a deep rumbling noise, a sound that came from below, under her feet. The floor began to quiver, causing her to clutch at the counter again. The quiver became a trembling. Jars began to rattle on their shelves. Cans began to tumble. The rumbling grew louder, deeper. It began to fill her head. She dropped her letter and clapped both hands to her ears. The ground shook. She lost her balance and fell to her knees. The whole shop seemed to be moving. The large glass window cracked and then fell in. Shelves collapsed. The noise became deafening. Jessie screamed and stumbled towards the doorway. Every time she tried to rise, she was thrown to her knees. She crawled to the entrance, terror of the building collapsing in on her, forcing her on. Vibrations ran through her body, at times the shaking almost making her lose contact with the floor. She reached the door and looked out at the road that ran through the village. She couldn't believe what her eyes told her. The postman stood in the middle of the road, holding onto his bike. A huge crack appeared at his feet, and suddenly, as the ground opened up, he disappeared. The crack snaked along the length of the street to where young Freddy and Clara stood transfixed, clutching one another, and on towards Mrs. Thackeray, who had been making her way to Jessie's shop. Suddenly it seemed as though the whole village had been wrenched apart. The road disappeared as the ground opened up like a gigantic, yawning mouth. Jessie looked across the road and just caught sight of the terrified face of Mr. Papworth as he and the whole row of shops and houses on his side were swallowed up by the earth.